Welcome to today's episode, The Gifts of Healing. I'm your host, Stephen Delacruz, and we're stepping into something miraculous. The fourth gift of the Holy Spirit, as described in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Have you ever wondered how to bring restoration? When to call on this power, or why it represents a revolutionary shift? That's our journey today, how to use it, when it's time, and why it's vital for body, soul, and even creation itself. Additionally, I have a book to share with you at the end of this podcast that will take you even deeper into this study. If you're ready, let's begin. What are the gifts of healing? Let's start with the heart of the matter. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says it this way, "And to another, gifts of healing." This isn't just a bandage or a pill that you give to someone. It's divine power in action. Picture this. Luke chapter 17. 10 men with leprosy are crying out to Jesus, "Master, have mercy on us." And Jesus says to them, "Go present yourselves to the priest." And as they are walking towards the temple, they are instantly healed. One of these people run back to praise God and thank Jesus. This is one of the three power gifts: faith, healing, miracles. Bringing words to life. It's not random. It flows in a sequence. Faith ignites. Wisdom reveals the plan. Knowledge gives know-how. And then healing restores. Why does this matter? Because it's God's way to make things whole, body, mind, and even creation itself. Let's explore why. Why the gifts of healing matter. The gift of healing can be considered a treasure to have. There is nothing in life that feels better than to be healthy. To be healthy physically, emotionally, spiritually, and beyond. Ask anyone who's ever been ill, would they rather feel the way they do now, or would they rather be healthy? Scripture teaches us that health is like a treasure, something to be sought after. So why do we need this gift or these gifts of healing? Let's take Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5, a very powerful Aramean commander with leprosy. Now war was brewing between his country and Israel, but a captive girl tells this commander, "Go to Elijah, for he has the Spirit of God in him." Now Naaman's pride flares up when he's standing before Elijah, and Elijah says to him, "Go and wash yourself 7 times in the river Jordan." He's upset because this is a big deal. This river is not clean. It's muddy and dirty. In fact, this commander makes a comparison between that river and the rivers of his country, where they're much cleaner. But because he's a big shot where he comes from, he's a great commander, he thinks that he deserves something more, something grand that God has to do for him to heal him. Not a quick, let me toss some water on myself in this river that's all muddy and dirty. But the servant of this commander says to him, "If he told you to do something else, would you not do it?" And as he thought about it, he said, "Yes, I would." So then he decides, "You know what? I'm just going to go out here on faith and step into this dirty, muddy river. So he goes along into that river and he begins to wash himself 7 times. And as he is washing himself, his skin begins to heal. It becomes like a newborn child. This incredible, miraculous healing leads to peace between his nation and Israel. Now, that is a why healing is important in our lives. The gift of healing is important in your life. Because this particular event that occurred, this healing shifts destinies. Where there was war, it brought peace. Psalms chapter 147, verse 3 says, God heals the brokenhearted. And Jeremiah chapter 33, 6 promises peace. This gift can do a lot more than just heal the physical body. The gifts of healing extend well beyond the mere treatment of physical sicknesses. They possess the extraordinary ability to transform lives, nations, uplifting communities, and rejuvenating creation itself. In a world weighted down by suffering, marked by battles with mental health and broken systems, this gift stands as a powerful beacon of hope, inspiring significant change and renewal for both the spirit and the body. How to use the gifts of healing. How do you wield these gifts? It's like a flowing spiritual river. The gift of faith is the first to activate. Then the word of wisdom, then the word of knowledge, and finally the gifts of healing. Here's an example of how it worked in my life. The first example is from the church I attended years ago. I'm on the prayer team, and a biker couple kneels at the altar seeking prayer. They're dressed in leather jackets, their bodies inked with tattoos, and adorned with body piercings. They were an intimidating couple to look at. The smell of drugs and alcohol permeated the senses. The rest of the prayer group stepped away from them, but I sensed a change in the spiritual realm, just like a switch being flipped. Destiny began to call. The Holy Spirit spoke into my thoughts. Pray for her. As I approached her, I saw a demonic spirit in the form of a snake on her lower spine. Now, this is my language, and this is how I saw into the spiritual realm. I commanded it out in the name of Jesus. There was no yelling, just authority. She sighed in relief, and later after the service, as she spoke to the pastor, she said to him her chronic back pain was gone. It was amazing. In this second example, I'm going to use a personal experience of healing. As a teenager, I broke my hand while playing basketball on a Friday. I had surgery pins inserted on a Saturday. But on Sunday, as I was praying for others, this powerful, warm flood of anointing began to immerse my body, and it moved its way into my hand until there was this fierce, purposeful intent that was just, it was incredibly, instead of just saying warm, it was almost hot. Now, on Monday, I went back to the doctor to have x-rays done just to verify that everything had gone correctly during surgery. The doctor was stunned. He found no break in the bone at all, and the scar where they had opened the skin to place the pins, was healed. He didn't know what to say to me. He just looked at me as he was removing the pins because they were sticking out through my hand or my skin. And he looked at me, he said, "You're fine. Go ahead and go back to your normal life." In this example, I was healed in a matter of days instead of weeks. Now for my last example, I'm in a work environment and I had some damage to my right shoulder. So I was sent to a physical therapist. Now, this physical therapist was an unbeliever. She had no faith in any God or anything at all. But she was facing breast cancer. Now, the gifts of the Holy Spirit began to activate as we talked. And I heard the Holy Spirit prompting me in my thoughts, pray for her. So in a quiet moment, I asked if she would like prayer. And I prayed simply with her for healing. Nothing extravagant, nothing overboard, just simply asking God to heal her in this situation. And as we were praying, she began to weep. And the power of healing, the gift of healing began to flow. But as I am accustomed to how these gifts operate in my life, I could sense there was not a full power flowing, but it was disrupted. But yet it was flowing. Later, when speaking with her, she had said to me that when they did the x-rays just to verify where the cancer was, they had found that one of the breasts was free of cancer. They didn't know how to explain it, but they would only have to operate on one breast. Now, while faith wasn't enough for both breasts, it was sufficient for that one. And I address why there was only enough faith for partial healing in this woman's body in the book that I'm going to share with you at the end of this podcast. When to use the gifts of healing. You can use these gifts anytime and anywhere that the Holy Spirit is calling you to your destiny. Remember, it's not just for church. It's not just for your prayer group or your worship group. It's wherever you are in your life, whether you're at work, you're on a vacation, you're with your friends, your family. Remember that biker couple that came in? I wasn't prepared for that, but that's what I was called to do. What about my hand that broke on a Friday afternoon while playing basketball? I was just out with some buddies, and that's what happened. Yet, the gifts of healing began to operate. And think about my physical therapist. I'm there at her job while she is trying to help me with physical therapy to get my right shoulder working again as it should properly. The environment wasn't set up for a time of worship and holiness. In fact, the speakers were blaring out 80s rock music while I was praying for her healing. Here's a question you might ask. Will I feel anything when these gifts are at work in my life? Let me put it this way. If you feel a warmth or anything, that's great. That's wonderful. If you feel nothing when you're praying, it's still just as powerful. These gifts are not focused on your feelings, your emotions, if you're having a good day or a bad day. In fact, I would say to you, the Holy Spirit most likely will use you when you're not even aware it's about to happen. What we need to focus on is balance in our life, that we have to be balanced in our physical existence and our spiritual existence. Prayer must be a part of our lives. Reading the Bible, scripture, taking that in to feed the spiritual man, the spiritual woman, and taking time out to meditate and worship the Holy Spirit and just have that intimate relationship with God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 says it this way. Be prepared in season and out of season. In other words, don't just be ready to do what God is calling you to do when you feel like it, but also be ready when you're not feeling it. You're not ready. You don't have the money. You don't have the time. It's just not going to happen. Those are the times that you can be sure that's when the Holy Spirit is going to call you out for your destiny. Now, these gifts, these nine gifts, are meant for the real world, not just for your church environment, not just for your prayer group or your worship group. This is for your everyday life. When you're out there, when it's hard, when it's lonely, these nine gifts are for you. The gifts of healing are vital for your well-being. It's important to understand how to access them, when to take action, and why they are essential. If you want to learn more, consider reading The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. Chapter 6 focuses on this gift, highlighting its relevance in today's context and addressing the needs of the body, soul, and spirit. This chapter serves as a guide to help you effectively utilize these gifts in today's world. You can visit my website for a direct link to the book or find it conveniently on Amazon. I'd like to take a moment for prayer, and I want to invite everyone who is seeking the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit to be imparted into their lives, and for those of you who are seeking a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, I'd like you to join me in this prayer. Please repeat after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your kindness and mercy. I seek your forgiveness. Cleanse my heart and my thoughts and make me new again. Restore what was lost and draw me closer to you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, believing in your sacrifice for my eternal life. Baptize me in your Holy Spirit and fill me with your power. I embrace your blessings in my life. Guide me on the path you have for me. Search my heart and fulfill my longing for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Empower me to fulfill your purpose. Jesus, make me one with you as you are one with the Father. I surrender my will to follow you. I choose to walk in your light. Thank you for your love, your grace, and the Spirit within me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining me today. If this podcast has brought you joy or has encouraged you, please share it with a friend or anyone that you know needs to hear this message. Until next time, go and enjoy life. I encourage you to truly live. Break free from the things that have been holding you back and step into the fullness of what God has for you. Shake off the chains that have kept you bound. Rise up, dust yourself off, and step back into the race and live again. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. His waters never run dry, and his presence brings renewal, healing, and strength. I say, come and drink. be refreshed, be restored, and walk boldly in the freedom that Jesus Christ has given you. This is your time. This is your moment. And I say to you, live.